The Tanya for the 21st day of Tishrei, Chaf Aleph Tishrei, is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Chav Gimel, the 23rd letter. It's on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Omed Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 526. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the virtue and the greatness of studying Teza in public, in a group, with more than 10. And he says that there is a difference between the reward that is given for studying Teza alone, privately, and the Shechina that rests within the people when you're studying in a group, when you're studying publicly. He's going to explain what the difference is, and it's about a third of the way down on the page at the period. Kikvi Yischar, the difference between setting a reward which is given when a person studies Torah by himself, what does this mean? Hu shemei Hashem lenefesh tidrishenu, that God illuminates the soul of the one who seeks him, ba'er teirase, with the light of the Torah, shehu ma'ata levushe mamash. The Torah is called the wrapping, the garment in which God wraps himself. So there is godliness in the Torah, the loch in the kras ha-Torah is, and that's why the Torah is called light, shenemar eit-eir kisalma, because it says that God wraps himself in light like a garment. So because God wraps himself in Torah, and he wraps himself in light, so Torah is called light. V'ha-nefesh hi-ba'alas gvul v'tachlis b'kol kecheseho, and the nefesh is a finite being in all of its faculties and all of its powers. Lochein gam eid Hashem ha-meir bo, that's why the light of God that can be revealed to the nefesh, hu gvuli mitzumtzum, it is a finite, constricted thing, umislabish b'teicho, and that's why it can be clothed within the powers of the soul. Al kein yispoel lev mevakshe Hashem b'shas ha-tvilo, and this is what creates or causes the excitement of those who daven, who seek God, and during their davening there is an excitement there, there is an enthusiasm there, and that comes from the light of Torah that is within them. Ukiyetzeba, and similarly with all other moments or experiences of spiritual excitement, this is a finite godliness, a finite light that can be contained within the heart of a human being. Because it is with this godliness that their heart rejoices and they are ecstatic, and they take pleasure in the pleasantness of God. And the light of God, or Al Hashem V'Eire, when it is revealed, when the light of God is revealed from its wrapping, shehi hateira v'yotza kabarak chitzei, and God, like an arrow, comes out from its wrapping, from its hiddenness, and enters the heart of the soul like an arrow, pierces the heart like an arrow. Zu hikviyas char hateira hakvua tomid benefesh omloba. And this is the reward that is constantly, consistently in the soul of those who struggle in Torah. So the reward for Torah is the light of godliness that is in Torah. That's if you're studying by yourself. And that is a finite light, necessarily finite, because it has to enter and fit the finite faculties of the soul. Aval ha-shro, but when we say that the Shechina is present within the people, when you're studying in a group of more than 10, he ha-oz ha-tsumo, this is an endless light, me'er Hashem ha-meir bo b'ligvul v'tachlis, from the light of God that reveals itself endlessly, without limit, And therefore, it cannot be clothed in a finite soul. Rather, it surrounds the soul from above, surrounds the soul from its head to its foot, as the sages say, that wherever there are 10 Jews together, the Shinah rests, and it says, akol, which means al kol, on top of. Klaymer aleihem el mailo, it means above them, on them, but not within them. Kamesha kosu, v'hine yam Hashem oleinu, u'maisi adenu, kainan oleinu. What does this mean? Klaymer, kino yam Hashem, because the pleasantness of God, asher hifia b'maisi yadeinu beisik ha-teire v'ha-mitzvah d'iraisa. Beisik ha-teire v'ha-mitzvah, because the pleasantness that, of God that comes as a result of the doings, maisi yadeinu, of the work of our hands, which means our own effort in teire and mitzvahs, because Torah and God are one. And therefore, Yiskeinen V'yishra Aleinu Milmailo, it rests, it dwells, and it rests on us from above. Lihiyese Bligvo V'tachlis, because it, with that which is called the pleasantness of God, the Tainug, is endless. Without limit, the ene mislabish benafshenu, and it does not clothe itself within the soul, the sichleinu, and within our intelligence, within our mind. The alkein einonu masigim besichleinu, and therefore we can't explain or understand with our intelligence haneimus v'hazevus minneyam Hashem v'ziv hashchina bligvul v'tachlis. We can't explain this pleasantness and this sweetness that we are feeling from the pleasantness of God, which is the Shechinah that reveals itself endlessly, without limit. Hashem miskeinin v'sheido, aleinu b'masi adeinu, b'teiru mitzvahs b'rabim dafke. So this is the Shechinah that rests on the doings of our hands, meaning the Torah that we study publicly necessarily, because when you study privately, you don't have this Noyam Hashem, but the Noyam Hashem is Oleinu, is on us, because it can't fit within the finite faculties of the Neshama, of the soul, and therefore it surrounds it rather than enters it. And concerning this, the sages say, Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Moleko, that there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world, because the world cannot understand it. So it's not that it's not present in the world, because even while the person is here in a body, when he's studying Torah in public, he does have that which ultimately will be given as reward for the mitzvahs. But then it will be understood, whereas now we don't understand it. When can it be understood? Only when the nefesh leaves the body and is not restricted any longer and can therefore receive and contain an endless, infinite godliness. And even then, when the nefesh leaves the body, and then it can receive this endless godliness, it receives it only as an act of kindness on God's part, as it says, Cho Hashem Chesed, that it is an act of kindness on God's part, that he pays, li'ish kema'asehu, that he pays each person, rewards each person according to his deeds. But without this kindness, even when the nefesh is out of the body, it wouldn't be able to contain an endless godliness. As the Gemara words it, God gives the tzaddikim the power, the strength, to be able to absorb the Shechinah without being overwhelmed by it. Whereas the angels, as I've heard from my teachers, concerning the angels, ki ilu nimtza malach echad emet b'maymed asara miyisrael biyachad, that if an angel found himself in the presence of 10 Jews together, av she'eno medabrim b'divei teira, even if they're not speaking words of teira, the 10 Jews, tipel olav emos of a pachad b'ligvul v'tachlis, the angel would be overcome with a great awe and fear, mishchinta disharya olayu, from the presence of a shchina that rests on the Jews. Ad shehaya mizbatal mimitziyusei legamere, and the fear and the awe would be so great that the angel would cease to exist, would become totally nullified. So this godliness that is present in this world, only it is above us, meaning to say, not that it is not affecting us, or that it's not relevant to us, or that we don't benefit from it. It means only that rather than being within us, that we could grasp it and contain it within the limits of our own existence, it affects us without being affected by our limitations. And so we don't understand it, we don't grasp it, but it is there, and it influences, and it inspires, and the difference between now and when it will be given as a reward is that when it is given, it can be absorbed inwardly within our being, because then our being will not be as finite as it is now. In the Hayim Yom for the 21st of Tishrei, which is also Hishana Rabba, the Rebbe writes that in the Tikkun of Hishana Rabba that we say at night, we read the Parsha of Zeis HaBracha only once. My father, the Rebbe Rashab, instructed certain individuals to say it with Rashi on Hashanah Rabbah, but this is not an instruction for all people. This is a personal instruction. On Erev Simchas Torah, we read, when Mavis said that we say Parsha's Bracha twice with Targum. Targum once and the Parsha twice. Before Hallel on Hishana Rabbah, we remove the two top rings on the lulav, which leaves only the three rings that hold together the lulav with the hadasim and the aroves. We have to make an erev tafshilin. And in Hishana Rabbah, the hamleitzi is dipped in honey, but we don't dip it in honey on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah.